to the SSPX podcast and to the Audio Daily Devotional. Today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024. It's the fourth Sunday after Easter, a second-class feast with the liturgical color of white. In this episode, the aspiration for the fourth Sunday after Easter, news from FSSPX.news about Italian bishops' silence in the face of the abortion debate, and a quote from Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. But first, the collect of today's Mass. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord, that the world may be regulated in its course by thy governance for our peace, and that the Church may with tranquil devotion rejoice. Today is also the feast of St. Paul of the Cross, who was born at Ovada in the Republic of Genoa, January 3, 1694. His infancy and youth were spent in great innocence and piety. He was inspired from on high to found a congregation. In ecstasy, he beheld the habit which he and his companions were to wear. After consulting his director, Bishop Gastinara of Alexandria in Piedmont, he reached the conclusion that God wished him to establish a congregation in honor of the Passion of Jesus Christ. In November 1720, the bishop vested him with that same habit that had been shown to him in a vision, the same that the Passionist orders wear at the present time. From that moment, the saint applied himself to repair the rules of his institute, and in 1721, he went to Rome to obtain the approbation of the Holy See. At first, he failed, but finally succeeded when Benedict XIV approved the rules in 1741 and again in 1746. Meanwhile, St. Paul built his first monastery near Obitello. Sometime later, he established a larger community at the Church of St. John and Paul in Rome. For 50 years, St. Paul remained the indefatigable missionary of Italy. God lavished upon him the greatest gifts in the supernatural order, but he treated himself with the greatest rigor and believed that he was a useless servant and a great sinner. His saintly death occurred at Rome in the year 1775 at the age of 81. He was canonized by Pope Pius IX in 1867. Today's meditation, an aspiration for the fourth Sunday after Easter. Ah, my Lord and my God, direct my feet in the way of thy commandments, and preserve my heart pure from sin, that thy Holy Spirit may find nothing in me deserving of reproach, that he may teach me all truth, and lead me to thee, the eternal truth in heaven. News from FSSPX.news today, Italian bishops silent in the face of the abortion debate. In Italy, a new bill plans to cover the activities of pro-life associations in medical centers. It is a proposal that has provoked the ire of progressive circles, while the episcopate, strangely, remains silent. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is currently under fire from those who accuse her of infringing on the so-called right to abortion. The government wishes to encourage the activity of pro-life associations in Italian healthcare centers. Unsurprisingly, this measure, which will be financed by the EU's post-COVID recovery fund, of which Italy is the largest beneficiary, was denounced by the progressive opposition. Marco Ferfaro, deputy of the Democratic Party, deplores in an Italian newspaper recently a, quote, very serious situation which represents a slap in the face for women, their rights, and self-determination, end quote. But the Italian church remains silent. While the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith recently denounced a, quote, dangerous moral crisis in the acceptance of abortion in mentalities, customs, and the law itself, end quote, it would have been normal for the Italian bishops to come to the aid of the government, especially since Cardinal Pietro Parolin has just demonstrated his support for all instruments, quote, that can help affirm the right to life. A later article published in the same paper suggests that the bishops' reluctance may be linked to tensions that exist between some of the country's main pro-life groups and the leadership of the Italian Bishops' Conference, whose president is Cardinal Matteo Zuppi. The article continues. If you'd like to read the full thing, please visit fsspx.news and look for the article, Italian Bishops' Silence in the Face of the Abortion Debate. And finally, a thought from the day from Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. We are often ashamed to show that we are Catholic because of human respect. In front of people who do not believe, we do not dare say that we are Catholic. We do not dare to show that we are wearing a cross or that we have a rosary in our pocket. But we must not be afraid. It is an honor and a grace to be Catholic. We must not be afraid to speak of our faith and to show the signs of our faith. Thank you for joining us for today's daily devotional. Please don't forget to leave a rating and a review and let us know if you like this series. I know you hear it on every podcast every morning, but it really does help us to reach more people with the beauty and the truth of traditional Catholicism. Also, if you like the work we're doing and want to support us in expanding the types of in-depth series we're doing, please do consider a one-time or a small monthly recurring donation on sspxpodcast.com. Until next time, thank you for listening and God bless you.